Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Season 7, that's episode 132. That's 132. Hey, let's go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show. And you already know, let's go. Today's episode is called Life Be Lifin'. Life Be Lifin'. And I named the episode that for numerous reasons because life do be lifin'. And a lot of times we don't realize why the things happen to us the way that they do. Well, let's talk about it just a little bit. I got a few things that I just got to get off of my chest. You know, I get people say, Pat, I need you to go a little bit more in depth about your life. I want to know these things. How come you don't talk about it on the show? You know, it's always about a space that I put myself in because life be lifing. And I'm going to say that a couple of times throughout the show, life be lifing. And we always get caught up into what the next person is doing. But when things happen to us, we can't believe that it's happening. But when it happens to other people, we take a moment to look back at it and be like, oh, man, that's crazy. But when it's happening to us, you be like, this shouldn't be happening to me because it's too crazy. Nah, life is like that sometimes. Life is just like that sometimes. And one thing that I realized is that there are a lot of expectations that we try to live up to through our peers, through our family, and we can no longer live up to expectations that aren't ours. Think about that for a second. Listen to me very closely. How often do you try to live up to expectations that aren't yours? That puts you in a position to where you got to try to keep up or try to do more than what the next person is doing when you're not taking a chance on really learning the process, learning the journey. Because the journey can be just as cool and as good as the destination. But if you get caught up in what everybody else is doing, you don't realize what's in front of you. And then now you're saying, man, my life is this, my life is that. Life be life. And what life is going to life with or without you. One thing you can understand that is that time is going to always go. Time is going to always continue to keep going. So when I think about going all the time, I always want to keep going. Today is day 376. I didn't stop yet. 376 days I've been running. So I'm well over 1,000 miles from last year. But this year I'm at like 16, 17 miles. You know, today is January 11th. But I feel good in what I'm doing because there's a greater goal at hand. Right? So like even with today's show, I haven't had a migraine in a while, but there have been some things that have been transpiring in my life to where I have to defer my feelings because I can't get to that thing right now. A lot of times some people may want you to act on what their feelings are right now, but I don't have the mental capacity to deal with certain issues at this present moment because not only am I going through things, but I've already deferred enough payments to where they're starting to want to come collect now. Think about what I'm telling you. Listen to me very closely. Deferred payments. When you think about with credit, it's all just deferred. You get to pay it at another time. Like you like, they'll get it when they get it. Well, I kind of feel like that with some people in my life. I'll get to that feeling when I get to it. I can't afford, my credit ain't good enough for that right now. I can't think the way you think. I can't act the way you want me to act because life is life and for me right now. Life can be life and for you right now. People don't care about what you do until you don't do what you're supposed to do. Think about what I just said right there. People don't care about what you do until you're not doing what you're supposed to do. There's a lot of things that I'm supposed to do. People don't care about what I'm doing, but let me not do them. How many times I'm going to be reminded of that? So I'm going to say it to you again. People don't care about what you do until you don't do what you're supposed to do. I'm supposed to pay bills. I'm supposed to be a father. Nobody cares about that, but let me not do it. Then it's all this criticism. People don't know what, that's why I say it's important to give people grace. You don't know what people are going through. So again, people don't care about what you do until you don't do what you're supposed to do. If you need to rewind that and hear that again, just keep playing that. There are a lot of things that we're supposed to do in life, but let you not do those things. Let you not do those things and see what happens with other people and the people in your life. See what happens with yourself. I think I saw a quote from Oprah where she was like, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at one time. So you can aspire to be great. And that's coming from a billionaire, a multi-billionaire at that. Like, you can have it all, but you just can't have it all right now. So before you compare and contrast your life, just understand life be life and for everybody. Right now, there's a person going through something right now, but someone else is going through something greater, and the next person is, and the next person, and so on and so forth. Life be life for us all. So if we can stop comparing and contrasting and just start putting our energy into motion and just being there for one another, we can have upward mobility amongst our people, and then we can go places we never been before. Let's go. Come on. It's all about being together and growing together and doing better. Like, there's so many opportunities for us to grow and build, but we'll just complain and say life be life. And what I told you, the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. So you got to show up. That's how you beat fear. Just show up. Every day I went out to that trail, 2015, I was 300 pounds on that very same trail. Then I ran my 1,000th mile on that trail because I knew where I came from. That's why I say you don't never judge the man the way you see him, man, because you don't know where he came from. Life be life and sometimes. And you got to really think about the things that you say and the people that you hang around, because if you keep a zip code mentality, zip code friends, then you'll be remaining in that zip code. It's all about us growing and building. I told you, I always say I have a cafeteria mindset. We can all eat in the same room. We don't have to be at the same table, because life be life and sometimes. Life is going to always continue to do what it does. But it's all about how you adjust to get better. Everything evolves with or without you. I always remember that one episode, Update Your Life. The one thing about Apple, they don't care about what you're going through and all the things that they know life be life. But if you don't update your software, you can no longer be in our app store. That's how I feel about my life. My life is an app store. Everybody must continue to do some version of something better. You can no longer be in my space and be in my app store and you don't want to upgrade your life. Think about that very closely. Think about that. Listen to me very closely. How many people are in your app store? They don't want to develop a better app for your system, for your core, for you. Life be life, and I understand that. But we can build and grow and communicate, and therefore we can go places we've never been before. I always say, so you're going to always hear me say these things. Update the people in your life, because life be life. And again, people don't care about what you do until you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be in school. They don't care. Like, you can, yeah, go in and do it. But the moment you drop out, oh, I thought you're supposed to be in school. They don't care about what you're doing until you're not doing it anymore. Update your life. Update the people in your life. Surround yourself with the people who you know are going to the places that you're trying to achieve. Why surround yourself with people who aren't trying to go where you're going? I told you, we can still eat in the same room. We don't have to eat at the same table. Come on. Let's go. We all in this for a reason. And the more you realize that, the more we can come together and we can build and grow. I'm all about building and growing. I'm telling you. And the one thing that I wanted to show everyone last year is that no matter what I went through all the heartbreak, all the transgression, all of the things that I went through, I still got up every single day, no matter if it was rain, snow, sleet, or hail. I got up and I ran every single day to where it equated to 1,001 miles. I did it every day. Running in 25 below zero weather, I did that. I do these things. People say, man, how did you get on your bike and ride 100 miles in one day? Man, you know what? I just got up and said I was going to do it. First time I did it was Juneteenth, 2020. You know the story. I said I woke up and I felt blacker than black that day. And what I do? Rode 100 miles. I actually had to ride 93, take my daughter for an eye exam, go back home, drop her back off, then go ride 7 more miles so I could finish out my task. Because I had duties to tend to. Because life be life and sometimes. So don't matter what you're going through, no matter if you're in school, you're in work, don't just continue to be better, continue to grow, because life be life and sometimes. Give yourself a little grace. You don't know what people are going through. Life is always life, and it's going to continue to do that. We got struggles, but let's not compare and contrast the struggles, but let's compare what we can go and take each other, because we have upward mobility capacities within us all. We just got to open that box, man. Come on. We all got to give. You just don't know that you have it yet. Someone loves what you do. They just don't know that you do it yet, because you're too afraid, and you care of too much of someone else's opinion. They don't care enough about themselves. They don't give themselves enough credit because life be life sometimes. So why are you giving more credit and more credence to someone else's opinion who don't even think highly of themselves? They won't do what you do because they don't have the courage to do what you do, but they only know what they've been exposed to. So expose yourself to something real. Expose yourself to other people. Expose yourself to opportunities. Ask for those opportunities because you ask for those blessings, but God will give you opportunities to give you the things that you've asked for. He may not just give it to you right now, but it comes all at a time where it's deemed necessary for you, and your growth process has been exactly what it needed to be, because when you sow what you don't need, you'll reap what you can't use. But when you sow what you do need, you'll reap what you can use, and then we can all build and grow and go places we've never been before. Let's go. Woo! Life be life and sometimes. I'm trying to tell you something, man. That's the great thing about this, man. And I love the fact that people tune in. I love the fact that this show is in 65 countries. That means a lot to me. And I always go back to that thing with Nipsey Hussle. He came out with so many albums and so many mixtapes. And people are like, man, this your 7th, 8th, 9th mixtape. And you ain't got an album yet. But that one album he did have, it transcended into another era and another generation to where you may never see it before. You may never see it again, I should say. So don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your aspirations. Because the moment you give up on it, then you give up on yourself. But if you believe in God, you believe in yourself, then you can go places you've never been before. Rome wasn't built in a day. But it definitely looks beautiful now, because piece by piece, brick by brick, layer by layer, they understood that you had to trust the process. You can't start building doors until you built the concrete. You can't start building rooms until you start putting flooring in. So don't, and that's what we try to build a house within ourselves, and we don't have the capacity for the things that's necessary. You may be able to build doors. You may be an electrician, but you're not a carpenter. So surround yourself with somebody who can help you build. You see what I'm saying? You might be able to be a great landscaper, but you can't build the house. Find somebody who can help you do that. Find somebody who's going to update their apps in your app store, because your app store is your life. And if you treat it as such, if you treat your life how Apple treats their developers, then they will always continue to give you the best product necessary, because they don't want to be left out. They don't want to be left out in the cold. They want to make sure that they're seen in the app store, because the more they seen, the more that y'all winning, the more y'all building, and the more that y'all growing, because life be life and sometimes. I told you that. People love what you do. They just don't know that you do it yet, because you're so caught up into what someone else's opinion is of you, who don't think highly of themselves. So stop thinking too much. Stop overthinking. I know it may be easier said than done, but I told you it takes 21 days to form a habit. We in this together. Let's go. Come on. I love you enough. You think I just do this just for me? No, I'm a vessel. And you're going to see it. My life is changing for the better every single day. And I'm very appreciative, because if you know where I came from, so I say, you don't judge a man the way you see him, because you don't know where he came from. Shannon Sharp said at the best, that man might have been under the viaduct that yesterday, but now he's up the street tomorrow. He's moving. It's a process, but you got to trust it. And you got to understand that just because someone else's blessings may look better than yours, it's not that it looks better. It's just, it's their time. It's their time right now. You don't know what that person been through. You don't know what that person was dealing with. They might have been dealing with depression, suicidal thoughts, all of these things. But you see that they finally winning in life, and you want to sit up here and say, well, why not me? But you constantly doing the same thing that got you in the same position in the first place. That's the definition of insanity. You want a different result, but you're putting in the same effort. Come on, you can't do that. Let's go. You sit on the couch anyhow. I had to throw that in there. If you ever know the Everest commercials, you sit on the couch anyhow. Stop playing. Get off. Come on. Let's go. You know, I get up every single day. You can't tell me about me not being consistent. I'm consistent as it may come. Who else do you know running 300 plus days in a row? No matter what I'm going through, I don't care if I got a headache, a migraine, a toe ache, a foot ache, a backache. I still did it. I still got up every single day and made it happen. I love y'all, man. And it's time to start building those solid foundations and start majoring with the people who are majoring in what you're trying to do. You're trying to build businesses, build businesses with people who are trying to build businesses. Don't build businesses with people who are procrastinators. You can't let these people be your enablers. If you got a friend who's always late to the function, and they all you're doing is enable their procrastination and enabling their tardiness. Like, I don't want to be late. I want to be on time for once. You see what I'm saying? Listen to me very closely. You can't continue to surround yourself with people who don't want to improve. They're content where they're at. And a lot of times it's not saying that it's a bad thing that they're content where they're at, but I'm not content. So I'm not going to surround myself with those people. I love you enough to reposition you. Well, I don't have to give you as much time as I did before, because if I continue to give you as much time I did before, then we're going to be exactly where we're at 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because we're not majoring in the same thing. I'm majoring, you're minoring in something else. So it's like, I can't do that, but I still love you. I still love you enough to let you know that the relationship doesn't have to end, but I will reposition it and I will allocate the time somewhere else. Let's go. On that note, man, I'm getting out, because life be lifing. I told you, I had to go to the grocery store. I had to pick the girls up from school. I picked all my girls. I picked y'all up today. I fed them. I had to make sure I was just there, because I can't give them less than 100%. No matter what goes on in my life, I can't, because I have to give it back to them. They don't deserve a lesser dad. Ever. They don't deserve that. So if I get on the phone with someone and they drain me down to 70% and you're not reciprocating the love, I can no longer go back into that. I can't give you more than what you giving me. So it's like, I'm just a vessel who needs to understand. I told you, I had to defer a lot of times. You may have to defer your life and defer your feelings, because just because a person wants you to be at a certain place with the story that they're telling you or what they're going through, you might not be able to pay that balance right now. So you need to defer it and give the minimum balance right now, because right now I can only give you minimum of me, because you're trying to take more than what I want to give right now. So if I can still pay the minimum, it may be a little longer for me to pay it off. But right now I need to give you the minimum balance right now, because I can't give you what's expected, because I'm not there with you right now. I can't go there right with you right now. So I will defer my feelings for this. And a lot of times deferring is not good for everybody, but it's working for me. I had to defer my feelings on a lot of things. And I mean a lot of things in my life, from the people in my life, the people who aren't in my life, the people who I had to reposition in my life, because life be life sometimes. And you got to give people grace. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what's going on in their life every day. So before you jump the gun and you want to make sure things just got to be this way, understand that we are not children. We are grown. We are adults. You have to move a certain way. It's very immature to think life is just going to go a certain way just because you think it should be. But I will say, you put in the hard work, you put in the dedication, you'll be in a different place from where you're at. You just got to keep that mindset going every single day. There's no way I got to 376 days of running in a row if I didn't believe in myself and I didn't love myself enough to trust the process. So on that note, I'm out. This is episode 132 de 132 of season 7. Season 7. And you already know.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.